Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. While many are saying that it's a brave new world for the Latino population in America, a Midlands Film Festival has, for the first time ever, accepted film submissions from Latin American countries and has made its theme Visiones, which will look at the ways the explosive Latino population growth in the South is impacting our art, film, culture, and even our business community. Amara Torruella is co-curator of the Indie Grits Film Festival at the Nickelodeon Theater, coming soon to Columbia, South Carolina. Amara, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me, Mike.
Well, give us the dates for this year's festival, and all of the films will be shown at the Nickelodeon.
The dates for the festival are April 20th through the 23rd. Most of the films will be shown at the Nickelodeon. We do have a couple of screenings at Richland Library.
Give us the background on this year's theme and where this idea came from.
I'm from El Salvador, and I've been living in the South for 3 years now. The theme was developed by myself and our other co-curator, Pedro Lopez de Victoria. He's a musician and the Nickelodeon's program coordinator. He's Puerto Rican. We started to talk about how we could develop a program for the Latino community and also talk about the importance that the Latino culture is having in the South. I'm also a writer. The Latin American identity is something that I'm really passionate about and that I write about. So Visiones, to me, is all about what does it mean to be a part of the Latin American diaspora. Also, it's a way to celebrate that.
And it certainly is a topic in the news a lot lately.
Yes, it definitely is. You know, we started working on the theme back in the fall of 2015. It's definitely gained timeliness and urgency, for sure.
Which Latin American countries will be represented in this film festival?
We received over 80 submissions from Latin America, which was really impressive for us because it was the first time that we even opened it to them. We have around 20 films from countries such as Mexico, Colombia, Argentina, Chile, El Salvador, and many, many more.
Well, share with us a few of the films that are going to be featured this year.
As you know, Indie Grits showcases the best in Southern film, as always. This year, we're really excited about the documentary Look and See about the poet Wendell Berry. For this year, we teamed up with the Oaxaca Film Festival in Mexico, and their programmers curated a block for us. There are some relevant issues as well. For example, there's this great Ecuadorian film called Moments of Campaign. It highlights important issues that went on during presidential election in Ecuador. For us, it was really interesting to draw parallels between what this film showed and what the country went through back in November. Another film block that we're really excited about that is actually going to kick off the festival, it's called El Sur, which means the South. It's like a sneak peek into the typical Latino life in the South. And it's a compilation of different shorts from around different parts in the South, but mainly in the Carolinas. One film that's a part of this block that I'm really excited about is called La Comida de los Cocineros, The Food That Cooks Eat. And this short film focuses on this Latino-owned restaurant in Durham, North Carolina. It tells the story of this group of chefs, what food means to them and how they run their business, and also what family means to them and how that comes to play into the way they run their business. It's a really great story.
Well, Amara, once again, if you could share the dates and the places for this year's Indie Grits Festival.
Indie Grits will take place from April 20th through the 23rd at the Nickelodeon Theater. We're going to have opening night party right in front of the Nickelodeon Theater. On Saturday, April 22nd, We are celebrating Latin American food with our food truck parranda, which means party in Spanish. Some of the best food from all around the state.
Amara, thank you so much for visiting our studio today.
Thank you for having me.
Amara Torruella is the co-curator for the Indie Grits Film Festival at the Nickelodeon Theater in Columbia, South Carolina. We will have a link to the festival and the theater posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to our podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.